Right, this morning I want to talk to you pretty much about potential. So what is your potential? That's the opening statement. What is your potential? Now, I believe this should work, okay? What is your potential? What do you think you can achieve? Now, children, I want you to really think about that question, and not just the children, but also every single individual here this morning. Because all of us have potential. The question is, what kind of potential do we have? Now, I brought with me a hammer, just a small one, okay? Now, a hammer is a tool. It is an object. I'm sure your mom and dad have hammers at home. Who knows, maybe through your different activities you may have used a hammer before, okay? So a hammer is a tool, is an object, and yet it is full of potential. It has potential to destroy. It has potential to smash. Who likes smashing things? I knew you would love that, okay? So it has potential to smash, to tear down, to break, and obviously, ultimately, to do hurt people, or God willing, certainly that will never happen, but it can hurt if you bang it on your finger or your hand or whatever the case might be. But also, it has potential for nothing. That basically means not realize its potential and sit pretty much in a garage or in a toolbox doing precious little. In other words, it becomes ineffective. It becomes idle. It becomes a total waste of space. Potential, but doing nothing. But also, however, thankfully, a hammer has potential for good. To build and to create things and to bring together. We all have seen many good people using hammers and tools to build homes. I remember when I was in Afghanistan many times, and even in places like Kenya and in different places like that, there were many, many soldiers building schools and hospitals for the children and for teachers and for parents and for those people who clearly did not really have a very sort of happy existence. But it was lovely to be able to go there, and in a matter of days, something that was not there before was able to be built in order to give people a little bit of comfort and happiness. So a hammer has also potential for that. However, let me tell you something. It all depends who holds the hammer. It depends on who has it in their hands. Do they have good intentions? Do they have the knowledge and the skills to use it? Do they have the get up and go how to use it? So it all depends what their intentions are. Is it for good? Is it for bad? Or is it for nothing at all? Now, that is pretty much a little bit of an introduction on the hammer. But let me tell you something, children, this morning. You are much more than a hammer. You are so much more than a hammer. You are a living human being with skills. You may not fully achieve those skills yet, but you will have them, and you certainly have some already. All of you, from the very youngest to the very eldest, all of you have skills. All of you have talents and thoughts and feelings, and you all have ideas. You are not completely at the will of others. You can make decisions yourself about whether to use all that potential for the good stuff or for the bad stuff or for doing nothing at all. So what are you going to do about the potential that you have? And all of you, as I say, have. So this morning, ask yourself the same questions. Okay? Do I have good intentions? How many of you have good intentions with the potential you have? Hands up. Okay? I would like to think every single one of you, every single one of you have good intentions. Mom and dads, have you seen that? Can you see your child? All right? So next time you have a family conversation, you can ask the question, Jimmy or Mary or whatever the name might be, do you have potential? Yes, Mom. Are you going to use it? And if you are going to use it, what are you going to use it for? And you know exactly what the conversation is leading, isn't it? Do I have the knowledge and the skills to use my potential? Maybe not yet. Some of you are already getting there. More to come. But maybe not yet. And am I willing to learn? That is the key thing. Who? You all go to schools? Yes, of course you do. It's a silly question, I know. Are you learning in school? No. I know you are. You are just being a little bit mischievous this morning. I know that you are all learning good things at school because that is what school do. It's trying to maximize, trying to bring your potential to the highest level you can, so that you can actually do good things for others and for yourself. So the other question is, do I have the get up and go to make a difference? Do you understand what I mean by the get up and do something? In other words, it's having that motivation in you that says, I believe in myself, I know I have the gifts, I know I have the skills, and guess what I'm going to do with it? I'm going to use it. I'm going to use it. And that's really, you need to motivate yourself. But there is more. There is more. What mark do I want to make or leave on the world this year? If you have one choice this morning, what is it you would like to be remembered for this year? Okay? Remember or imagine that all of us have the opportunity to do something special or something. What would you like at the end of the year to be remembered for? Something good? Something indifferent? Something bad? Would you like to be known as a kind person? Would you like to be known as a person who is helpful? Would you like to be known as a person that really can be trusted? Yes? Someone that actually is loyal. Can anybody tell me what the word loyal means? Does anybody, would you like to shout it out?
It means trustworthy.
Someone?
It means it's another word for trustworthy.
Trustworthy. Okay? All right, so we get the idea, all right? So, what mark do I want to leave on the world this year? The Bible, in one of the readings this morning, highlighted that the Bible says that people will know you by your fruits. An apple tree doesn't bear pears, does it? No? If you want to get an apple, where do you go? Apart from the shop. All right? But just imagine it hasn't got there yet. All right? An apple tree. All right? So if you want to get an apple, you go to an apple tree. If you want to get a banana, you go to where bananas grow, isn't it? So really, by their fruit, the Bible says, by their fruit, you will know them. So you cannot expect something in the wrong place if that is not what that thing is designed to do. As persons, we should all be people who basically are kind and we are not selfish. We are meant to be people who build up, not tear down, to produce nothing at all is certainly not an option. The question is, who influences you? All right? Who influences you? Teachers? Do you have a good teacher? Children? Yes? Do you think that your teachers are influential in your thinking? Do they help you to think properly and to behave in a nice way? Yes? So who else influences you? Your mom and dad? Sorry, this is an awkward question, I know. But do your mom and dad have a good influence in you? I'm sure they do. Surely. Surely. What about your friends? Some of them good, others perhaps not so good. Actually, if they are not so good, they wouldn't be friends, would they? What about television? Oh, yes, here we go. Television has an influence in you as well, I know. Social media, did I mention that? Did I mention social media like Twitter and Instagram and all that kind of stuff? Children, all of those things bear an influence in the person that we are and in the persons that we are becoming and the people that we shall become one day. The Bible does say, however, that you can see there a picture of a potter with a little bit of clay in its hands. The potter is shaping that clay into something that hopefully is going to produce something good. The clay doesn't know anything because the clay is allowed itself to be molded and shaped by the hands of the person who knows what it wants to achieve. And you know, children, this morning, the Bible says that God is our potter and our lives are the clay. And if we want to fulfill a purpose for good, if we want to fulfill all our potential for the good of others, we also need to become available to the hands of Him who basically can shape us and mold us and be good people that actually does good in the world. So before I finish with a little prayer, a hammer doesn't decide if it's going to build up or it's going to tear down or it's going to do nothing at all. A hammer, remember, is an object. It doesn't do anything by itself. So here is the question. You have a choice. We all do. Am I going to lift the hammer to do something good? You can tell that they're having a slight debate there. All right, so I have a choice, either to do something good, something bad, or just basically nothing at all. Just leave it there, have a look at it, and admire the hammer, how much it cost me, where it lies. How often I might use it in the future. I might even comment, you know, whether it is a good size or not a good size. Whether it's cheaper in a place or cheaper in another place. I could look at it and do precious little with it. Children, the question this morning is, do you have a talent? Don't look at it and say, well, maybe one day I'll do something with it. No, 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 no. The choice you have is to make a decision today that you will use your talent and your potential for good, for the good of others, and certainly to fulfill the rightful place that you have in our world today. So I hope this morning all of you will remember that you have potential and you have a choice, but the choice needs to be made, and I hope this morning I have given you the challenge so that you will fulfill your potential and make something good out of your life, which I'm sure all of you have that within you. Let us pray, shall we? Dear God, you have made us and we are wonderfully made. We are brimming with potential. May we be shaped by you. May we walk with you and be guided by you. May you take our good intentions, our thoughts, our talents and our skills and fulfill our potential to create, to build, to bring together and to love. We thank you for each other. We thank you for what you're telling us to do. And we just pray, dear Lord, that you will help us to do the best we can for your glory and for the blessing of others. This we pray in Jesus' name and for his dear sake. Amen. Amen.